Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stock.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. This is for the open borders in us, the ones that want us to have open borders. Sweden had open borders. They drew praise for opening their doors to thousands of fleeing Middle Eastern and African refugees and migrants in numbers comparable only to Germany. And we get this. When it comes to refugees, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres praised Sweden for being absolutely exemplary and said Europe had failed to provide support by taking coordinated action to ensure equal distribution in the area. Instead, Europe was totally unable to find solidarity for this kind of integrated European solution. There was no European solution, and there was no solidarity at all. Two countries, Sweden and Germany, have essentially been the ones receiving the overwhelming majority of the refugees, which is absolutely unfair, which doesn't make any sense. It also turns out it wasn't a very bright idea either, given that Swedish cities like Malmo have turned into Muslim-dominant no-go hellholes, which Swedes now find unlivable. The migrants freely admitted to Sweden have placed about as much value on that entry to Sweden as the price they paid for it, which was nothing. And now it's the Swedes who are running away, fleeing, setting off a second refugee wave of sorts as Swedes move away either to the Swedish hinterlands or to other countries altogether, according to this Gates One report. As a parent, you become angry, desperate. The result is that those who can and can afford it move to a quieter part of the country or abroad. Those who do not have the same opportunities to move remain where they are. It's devastating, said former Minister of Labor Sven Otto Lutteren, who now lives and works in Dubai, on Facebook. About 13% of the population in Sweden experience problems in their own residential areas with crime, violence, or vandalism. It is one of the highest proportions in Europe. By comparison, the other Nordic countries were placed among the countries with the lowest percentage of the population who experience such problems. This coming from Statistics Sweden, April 25th, 2019. Swedes are on the move. Problems in many municipalities are prompting Swedes to leave for other areas with fewer socioeconomic problems. The issue has recently gained the attention of the Swedish mainstream media. They're calling this a population exchange, which isn't exactly a game. According to Gates One, take the small picturesque town of Filipstad, population 10,000. Swedish television recently made a documentary about the town, which finds itself in both a financial and an existential crisis. We are experiencing a population exchange. You can think of that what you want, but it is simply a statement of fact that this is actually what we're going through, and we have to deal with it, said Jim Frohlander, integration manager in the Philippstad municipality. Between 2012 and 2018, 640 native Swedes left the town, and 963 foreign-born people moved into the town. Those, the people leaving the town, they're of working age 20 to 64, which means that the municipality's tax revenues are shrinking, exacerbating their financial crisis. The idea of taking in thousands of unassimilated and hostile Muslims into Sweden's cities may have sounded great to the country's central planners. Its own population, after all, is in a death spiral as a result of their past socialist policies, which created a high-cost, low-marriage, low-child, graying country with a potential pension crisis. Sweden also wanted to virtue signal to other countries as it opened its gates to all comers and drew all that UN praise. And what this signals is that Sweden ended up exchanging its well-educated, law-abiding, and high social capital population for an unemployable, uneducated, lawless, and low social capital one. Central planning here, it is a country with a lot of central planning, didn't quite work out the way they thought it would. See, the welfare state needed people to pay into it. And most of these European countries that had a welfare state, which was most of them, eventually it got to the point to where there was more people taking than there were paying in. So they had to bolster the people paying in. And while we were sitting around paying all of their defense, this began. Sweden isn't gaining the population its social engineers thought they would gain from this top-down maneuver. They're actually losing their most productive citizens as an unintended consequence, because for every unassimilated refugee coming in, a Swede is moving out. And now it's the Swedes who are voting with their feet. Countries that fought from keeping high numbers of unvetted, unassimilated, and hostile migrants from entry to their shores drew a lot of hostility. But they look much smarter today than they did then, because they aren't seeing this kind of flight from their countries. It all boils down to migrants placing about as much value on the country they were admitted to as the price they actually paid for it, which was, once again, nothing. In certain parts of Sweden where they are no-go zones, and I mean there have been no-go zones for quite some time. I know when Trump was, when he was campaigning, they were saying, well, all of a sudden when he put that out there, which is a good example of why, we shouldn't have that happening here. It was like nobody had heard this before. I've been talking about this for years. Go into the UK and look in the parts in the UK where the unassimilated Muslim they've segregated themselves off, and they'll tell you right up front, this is our country. We own this country now. Soon you'll be dead and gone, and we'll just keep on procreating, and we're going to take it over slowly. And they're not wrong. Because of all this central planning. This is what they want for us. They want us to exist in this kind of a world. The left, just like Sweden. Which, I've never visited Sweden. I would have loved to have visited Sweden. I probably won't go there now. It's just simply because it sounds sort of dangerous. And I'd have to fly unarmed. So, well, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Meister.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look?
Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. One of the things that really infuriates me about government today is that government has forgotten a few things. Like, government is really full of this whole idea that they are in charge of things. They're in charge of you. And I'm going to give the special attention deserved by the to the Democrats right now, because they're the ones with the spotlight on them. Republicans, you're on notice. If you ever get the ball again, you had better run with it. Because this, see, this is a thing. What Trump has done is Trump has demonstrated that it doesn't take time, the way politicians have told you heretofore, to make change that is good for the country. You've been told over and over again, well, we got to have this. If you want that, you got to give us this. Okay, well, we do. Then we give you, well, if you really want all of it, you got to give us this too. And then we do that too. And that's what the Republicans do. The Democrats, on the other hand, are out there constantly wanting to just take everything you got. They want all your money. They want all your rights. And they want all your freedom. The Republicans, they're not that way, but that's the way they do things. That's not a feature. That's just dumb luck. Because they've got all kinds of other little lazy habits too, but I digress. We have been around for the infamous second anniversary of the Las Vegas Mandalay Bay shooting. And, Beto is out there telling everybody to join March for Our Lives. And they had a gun violence forum in Las Vegas, which was sponsored by March for Our Lives and the Giffords Law thing. And their former Vice President Joe Biden has unveiled an 11-page gun control plan that includes a twist on the Eric Swalwell / Beto O'Rourke plan for banning guns deemed to be, quote, assault weapons, close quote. And demanding Americans turn them into the government in exchange for some cash. Under Biden's proposal, current owners of the guns that he wants to ban would have to register their rifle under the NFA or hand the guns over to the government in exchange for some cash. Well, the NFA thing is probably, that would get challenged and it would get beat, because the NFA set aside a bunch of things, and that's why the NFA exists, because, you know, there's a different class of weapons out there, and these things fall in the NFA. Some of them are sort of silly. Two of them are sort of silly. I would go that far for it. Short-barreled rifles and suppressors. Now, I know why they did the short-barreled rifle thing, being because of fear, but, you know, anyway. He also wants to include high-capacity magazines, close quote, in his proposal, which shows that he and his advisors are looking for headlines. They're not looking for anything real here. How would someone register a firearms magazine under the NFA? I guess we could get a nail and scratch a 001 on it for our serial number. But then what if we lose count? Magazines come with no unique identifier. Doesn't Joe, you know, Bazooka Joe here, he doesn't say how this proposal would work. And he's definitely not going to get grilled on it when he's at a gun control jamboree. Other proposals floated by Biden in his plan include limiting gun purchases to one per month, restoring the gun ban for those receiving help managing their finances from the Social Security Administration, ending all online sales of firearms, ammunition, kits, and gun parts, incentivizing state gun licensing regimes, pushing for smart guns, a federal gun storage law, as well as a federal lost or stolen reporting requirement. Additionally, I'm getting out of breath just mentioning these things. Additionally, He wants to require purchases of gun kits or 3D printer code to pass a background check. How are you going to enforce that one, Bazooka Joe? And this is what passes for moderation on gun control in today's Democrat Party. Biden's plan, his plan would allow owners of so-called, quote, assault weapons, close quote, to continue to own them, wouldn't institute a federal gun license, and doesn't call for increased taxes on firearms and ammunition, or attempt to institute a micro-stamping or bullet serialization law. Well, aren't we the lucky ones? It would still violate the constitutional rights of Americans in several ways, from banning the most commonly sold rifle in the country to rationing the right to keep arms to one firearm per month. And how would he pay for this compensated confiscation program? And here he goes all Bernie on us, because he gets out there. High-profile campaign official said it would be funded by making sure the super wealthy and corporations pay their fair share. I don't even know what that means. I don't know if they know what it means. So let's say that Joe is able to move forward with his ban on magazines with a capacity of more than 10 rounds. And what if there's a billion of them in the hands of legal gun owners at the moment? I mean, 1 million of these things were sold to California residents in just 1 week earlier this year. At $10 a magazine, does Joe really think he's going to get the $10 billion needed just to buy privately owned magazines by making sure the super wealthy and the corporations pay their fair share? This is a soundbite solution. That's all. This is not a serious policy proposal. And unfortunately, seriousness is in short supply when it comes to anti-gun politicians and their gun control plans. So they're far more interested in, quote, doing something, close quote, they believe to be politically popular than in doing anything to substantively address the individuals perpetrating acts of violence. If you took these red flag laws, for example, and just instituted them against gang members, that would go a long way, but we're not going to do that because it's due process, right? Yeah, I get you. I got you. I hear you. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at a shale energy conference in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, President Trump lists the accomplishments of his administration to help the nation's energy industries thrive. The president says his administration will always remain friendly with the energy industry, unlike Democrats who want to upend advances made in energy independence.
We're standing up for our great workers, and America is winning, winning, winning once again, and we're winning. We're winning, and we're respected again.
The Florida sheriff during the Parkland school shooting won't be getting his job back. The Florida State Senate voted this evening 25-15 against reinstating Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel. Governor Ron DeSantis suspended him in part because of how he handled the massacre at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School last year. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Greta Thunberg. They, you know, these child prodigies, these child international stars, have always had the dubious distinction of being indicators of movements that have gone sideways. As formerly stable paradigms of thinking and doing reach exhaustion, new leaders tend to embrace extremism in order to keep the true believers in the fold. Sometimes childish and unstable rantings are regarded as signs of exceptional and unassailable devotion to truth. The child army, whose passionate support fueled the bonfire of vanities, the fiery conclusion to Girolamo Savonarola's. I said that 20 times getting ready for this, and Savonarola's campaign to purify corrupt 15th century Florence is but one example of the use of children to promote a supposedly righteous cause. Savonarola organized tough street kids that were regarded as the dangerous refuse of Florentine society into a group of holy terrors. They marched through the city singing hymns while raiding homes for all kinds of ill-gotten gains and spiritually contaminated objects like wigs and cosmetics and jewelry, obscene books, and decadent art. Everything they collected was thrown into a 60-foot-high pyre and cremated for the glory of God and the purification of Florence. Adults joined the frenzy. It was even rumored that the artist Botticelli threw his own paintings in the fire. After they saw the bonfire devour their wealth, the people of the city began to repent of their repentance and turned on the reformer. Savonarola lost favor and shortly thereafter was burned at the stake. His vanity joined the ashes of that bonfire. But when you look at history, the impulse to use children to whip up religious and ideological reform has always been strong. The irrational impulses that drove the Children's Crusade and inspired Savonarola's Ragazzi army were the same impulses affecting the teenage girls who prophesied during the Salem witch trials. The ecstatic and hysterical sensibilities temporarily overrode any rule of law. And people died due to children. Childish zeal, often whipped up by callous adults for their own purpose, continues to be utilized by those adults whose ideological goals has to be furthered by frenzy stroked by fear and anger. And once again, it is adults who are using children to promote their agenda. And it's hard to avoid the conclusion that poor Greta Thunberg is being used to further the causes of global climate change, whose proponents continually warn about the potential demise of the planet. She has been stoked into polemic excesses. It appears, sadly, that she has Asperger's and is high on the autism spectrum, but that's not dehumanizing and should evoke sympathy and understanding. But it does tend to diminish her reliability as a spokesperson for an environmentalist cause. And it also diminishes considerably her supposed innate authority to give inerrant spiritual and scientific guidance to the nations represented within the UN. And it also gives pause in seeing her as a sibyl who can give an inspired and authoritative word capable of leading the word toward the realization of the environmentalist equivalent of the peaceable kingdom. But the fact that Thunberg regards her placement on the autistic spectrum as giving her superpowers is sort of chilling. Her description of herself as possessing pre-science and power the rest of the human race does not indicate she sees herself as a secular prophet. And somehow she possesses visionary acuity similar to that of Saint Joan of Arc. These beliefs are completely divorced of reality and pragmatism and driven solely by passion. And anybody who does not hesitate in taking her polemics at face value, they got a problem. People who feel their special vision should be believed merely because of their extreme passion do not always prove to be the best world leaders. The best of anything, really. And there's been similarly impassioned children throughout time. The now-deposed 16-year-old Saint Werner of Oberweisel, sainted during the 13th century, is a case example of what happens when a child is considered a symbol for a cause. His death, which happened on Maundy Thursday in 1287, was blamed on the Jews. They were accused of hanging him up by his feet in order to get him to regurgitate a Eucharist wafer. When word of his death spread, pogroms, destroyed Jewish communities. Revenge was taken for what the inflamed mob saw as a ritualistic murder. A cult of Werner, dedicated to the memory of the useful saint, arose among the deceived faithful, and their observances were only struck from the church calendar in 1963. Then the secular equivalent of St. Werner, Horst Wessel, by all accounts a particularly vicious youth, was killed, supposedly by communists, in 1930. He was made into a martyr for the Nazi movement by Joseph Goebbels, and the Horst Wessel song became the hymn of the Third Reich. Hundreds of thousands of Hitler youth paraded to the tune as enthusiastically as children to the 12th century Children's Crusade, who stoked the spiritual fervor by 12-year-old Stephen of Cloyes and a 10-year-old German boy named Nicholas, all allegedly marched to the Crusaders' hymn, Fairest Lord Jesus. Mao Zedong utilized children. There was the Russian Little Octoberist youth group, who became one of the most vicious and destructive movements in modern history. The entire movement was comprised of mere children who, like Miss Thunberg, were wired by ideological tenets to become angry and passionate and destructive forces against westernization of Chinese society. Following children based upon passion only, especially some who are actually sort of deluded, well, that's a fool's errand. And I won't be taking part in that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stock.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. One thing is for sure. Gun laws don't work. Now, gun laws are counterproductive. Gun laws are dangerous. We need to remain united on this, as well as on the present political reality. In the new normal, our Constitution is really, really in danger. We're fighting irrational liars on two fronts. We have the rabid U.S. gun control crowd demanding ever stronger firearms control, even as thousands of laws fail to achieve their promise of peace in our streets. And the U.N. crowd cannot even control their own regulations and weapons. And nonetheless, these fronts continue to promise peace through disarmament, and they are lying. They really want full civilian control through disarmament, even though disarmament is unachievable in the present global context. The attempted path to it is socially destructive. Now, it was recently claimed by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres that disarmament prevents and ends violence. That's not true. That's a bunch of baloney. About slipped. Reading between the lines, you can see the frustrating failure of their weapons control experts as they ask, what incentives and approaches exist to overcome current capacity and technical gaps? Their past failures give them no expectation of future success. Here in the U.S., for example, the Restrictive Sullivan Act passed in 1911 in New York City, with the intent of denying weapons to most New York citizens. Nearly a century later, reliable Justice Department estimates would suggest that New Yorkers owned as many as 2 million illegal black market firearms. And they're only illegal in New York City. In any other place, these people could own these guns. But because of the Sullivan Act, But they're also owned by criminal elements as well. Depending on who you talk to in the United States today, the actual number of guns in the United States is somewhere between 450 and 660 million. The simple fact of the matter is we cannot be disarmed. Government agents would soon find the task is beyond their capabilities. If there are to be civil disturbances, we would not be the losers. Now, it would undoubtedly be welcomed by weapons control freaks if they could gain control of all these weapons, but it would be more likely if those weapons simply fell off the grid. We know that criminals and mentally disturbed people cannot be prevented from obtaining weapons, just as we cannot be separated from ours. All of those foreign and domestic enemies will fail to disarm us. And the black market will take care of that. The black market does not create lists of weapons owners. These lists have often been used to criminalize classes of weapons and then confiscate them at the whim of the day. The black market is always there and can expand and contract as required to meet the demand. Despite the failing arms trade treaty and all the other failed schemes, the UN arms control crowd and our own homegrown local gun phobes, who are on a never-ending attempt to control global weapons and the civilians whom they have so far failed to disarm. We absolutely, positively have got to remain united in our goal and not respond with angry disgust to the winds of politics. We don't need to get angry. We don't need to, you know, we can't become self-destructive. And we cannot allow our unification to falter. We need to hold together to meet these enemies of freedom because they are coming. United, we succeed. We have strength on our side. We have the achievable goal of peace through strength. We have the dream of the ancient Greek Athenians who understood the benefits of freedom. Even now, our country is the remaining bastion of civilian power. We're the only symbol of light that our fellow global citizens can cling to on their journey to freedom. We can marvel at the struggles of the Hong Kong freedom fighters who are resisting heavily armed Chinese would-be masters with the symbol of our flag and the words of our national anthem of freedom. Gun laws never work as promised to bring about a more peaceful society. All gun laws do, all they succeed in doing, is to spur the growth of a black market. What was once legal becomes illegal, and that leads to problems for us in politically expedient Democrat-sponsored new laws that soon appear. Even if our president were to sign a compromise bill now, that will be nothing compared to what the Democrats will pass the next cycle if we weaken the Republican Party and help the Democrats win. But make no mistake about it. We will not cooperate with confiscatory laws, and we will accept creeping criminality before we disarm. In the past, we have met confiscatory gun laws with civil resistance. There is no room, no wiggle room at all for compromise here, and with the left and their lies, but we may be forced by them to slide down the slope of criminality. Now, that doesn't need to occur if our president retains control, no matter what happens in D.C. Trump thinks he can make a deal that will work. If we withdraw support for Trump, that weakens him. Withholding funds from our gun groups only serves to strengthen the enemy. We need to learn from the Democrats that are dying. I understand if you don't like this group, so take your money and put it somewhere else. The Democrats, they cling together, they attack together, even when they're wrong, even when they disagree. And for some reason, we do not. We think for ourselves and we make our own decisions, but we no longer have that comfortable option. Trump is usually more right than wrong. We have the power to weaken him to the point where we put the Democrat liars back in control, and then we're giving them the keys to the Constitution, people. All because we can't stand together for our own political advantage. So we can sit here, and I mean, I think of the tactical possibilities all the time, but sometimes you can overthink those. Now's the time to show unity to a crazed mob of foreigners and local turncoats who see civilian disarmament victory just around the corner and who are too tied into their lives and uncontrolled rants to function as patriotic Americans. The D.C. crowd. They're not really coming, but they're going to try to take power. And the easiest way for us to do what we're seeking to do, because we're not going to get it all back at one time. We have to keep on pushing and pressing and showing the way of what freedom can take you to, what it does for you when you're truly free. By doing that, we will build our position. But we do need to remain strong for the ballot box. And then if the time comes and we have to become outlaws, well, I guess we're all just going to be outlaws. Just vicious ones, I guess, huh? Coming up next, we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten. That's in hour number 3. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.